Welcome to Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality. This interactive radio show focuses not only on Reiki, but on all topics of spirituality, as well as self-healing, self-empowerment, through loving and inspiring messages. This show is unique in that most episodes include a free companion meditation designed specifically for the topic we discussed. If you would like to be a guest on our show or have any comments or suggestions for future topics, please leave us an email or voicemail using the voice recorder found on our site. Please help us support the cost of producing this podcast and the subsequent free meditations by scheduling a distant healing session with me, purchasing an online class, or donating directly to the podcast by going to our website, which is www.realreikirealife.com. I am your host, Patricia Keene, ready to love, inspire, and serve you today. Hey, welcome you guys. I have some awesome news. After what, I think 8 months? No, it was probably like 7 months of filming my Sound Vibrational Reiki Healing course. It is now live. And for a limited time, you can purchase that as low as $77 for your tuition. And it's a course where you can go at your own pace. And in that course, you're going to learn how to give sound healing sessions combined with the powerful healing frequency of Reiki. So go ahead and check that out if you want to at realreikirealife.com. You can click on classes and then online classes to find that class. And I do have sample videos and a full class outline of everything that you would be learning in that class. And the specific emphasis is on the chakra tuning forks and creating sound healing sessions with those tuning forks and the Reiki energy. And it's wonderful. I have so many clients and students that I have taught this course to, and I now have it available online due to popular demand. So yes, I'm so excited about that. I'm glad to release that. So please check that out. All right. So the number one concern I hear from students and experienced Reiki practitioners is that they feel that their self-Reiki treatments are not working. I have lost count of how many times that I hear this from people, from listeners, from this podcast, who feel like they aren't connecting to the Reiki energy and that their self-treatments aren't working. And this is a huge, huge topic. And I always talk about self-healing and self-care and all that good stuff. But in this session or in this podcast episode, I'm going to focus more on maybe why you would feel like your self-treatments aren't working or that you may not be feeling the energy. And my feedback I get from people, I have top two things that people report to me is number one, they say they don't feel anything. And number two is they say they feel awesome when someone gives the Reiki session to them, but they don't feel much when they give it to themselves. And then they get kind of disappointed because it doesn't feel the same. So I'm going to go ahead and address the first issue where they say they don't feel anything. You guys, this is so, so common. It's, you know, so common that even I don't always feel anything. And I've been doing this for a while. So it is just normal as we go about our Reiki journey that we're not always going to have mind-blowing self-Reiki sessions. And some days I do see, feel, and experience so much. And other days I don't really experience much of anything. So again, you're not alone if you feel this way. I promise you, you're not alone. It is so normal. So we're going to talk about some ways later on in this podcast of how you can help yourself feel that more. And I know also that on the days when you don't feel anything, I do want to assure you that the Reiki energy is still working. You know, I kind of had a period when I felt like it was not working. And I got frustrated. And I stopped. Okay, I normally am very vigilant in doing my self-Reiki, as I've mentioned many bazillion times on this show, but I stopped because I got frustrated. I didn't think it was working. And the interesting thing that I noticed was that I started to feel more grumpy, more irritable. I wasn't able to really handle my life as well as I was before. And it wasn't until I kind of thought about, okay, what's changed in my life, that I realized that I had stopped myself Reiki and everything kind of started to crumble a little bit when I stopped doing that. So I want to assure you guys that even though you might not feel anything, the healing Reiki energy is actually working on a more subtle level to balance your energy. And you might not feel that at the time, but it is definitely doing the job. Trust me, I have experimented with this till the cows come home. And it really is true. And so I don't normally advocate not doing self-treatment, but if you want to conduct your own test to kind of see what it does for you, go ahead and try going at least 3 to 4 days without doing your self-Reiki, and then pay really close attention to your moods, or pay attention to how you interact with people or how you feel, and I guarantee you, you will feel a difference. Okay, so back to number two, and that is the reason of what students have told me is they feel awesome when someone gives it to them, but they don't feel as much when they give it to themselves. So they get kind of disappointed because it doesn't feel the same. Okay, so the answer I give to my students on that one is that compare it to like getting a massage. So if you give yourself a massage, let's say, you know, your shoulders are kind of tense or your arms are kind of tight and sore. You've been on the computer all day and you just kind of want to soothe those muscles and you don't have an appointment with a massage therapist. So you do what you know how to do on yourself and you just start rubbing your muscles. Well, that feels really good, right? But it doesn't feel nearly as good as when you have an actual massage therapist going in and cleaning and clearing out those muscles and relaxing them for you, because your job is just to lay there and to relax. So who wouldn't love that? Whereas when you're giving yourself a massage, you're not able to reach that state of relaxation and to enjoy your muscles being massaged. So think of it that way, that even in the field of like massage therapy, it's the same exact thing. So you will always, always get the benefit of doing self-Reiki. That's the moral of the story. But it most likely will always feel better when you have someone do it with you or do it to you. So on that note, it's very, very important to trade services. I just pound this into my students' heads as well, that they really need to trade services with other Reiki practitioners. And even if you don't have someone in your area that you could trade services with, you can even do distant sessions, and that feels just as good in a lot of ways. The only thing you don't get is, of course, the benefit of human touch in a distant session as you do in an in-person session. So if you don't even know anybody that you could ask for a distant session, I would recommend that you go on Facebook and join a couple of Reiki groups. There are always people out there willing to give and receive distant Reiki healing sessions, or people who are wanting to practice. And that is an excellent, excellent way to get that experience doing more of distant work and really tuning into the energy that way and benefiting from it as well when someone is doing it for you or doing it to you. Okay, so that kind of sums that portion up. And now that we've talked about some of the reasons as to why you might not feel anything, let's talk about what you can do that could help you feel more during your sessions. And there are a couple of things that I do when I do my self-Reiki that helps me feel more than when I just put my hands on my body and give Reiki. Sometimes I'll be standing in line at the supermarket and I'll just put my hands somewhere on my body and it's not very conspicuous at all. Nobody knows I'm doing it. Or if I'm in the car, I just place my hands, you know, a hand like on my abdomen, on my heart, you know, whatever is safe for me to do so. So I find ways to do Reiki during the day. And of course, you don't really feel a ton when you do that, when you have a lot of distractions going on. So it's very, very important that when you do your self-Reiki that you have zero distractions. This time is for you when you give yourself your self-Reiki. So I want to tell you that I have found from my experience with myself and what works with my students is if you make it more of a meditation practice, with a couple of rituals thrown in, it helps you to feel more connected. And some of the rituals being calling in your spiritual guidance, God, the universe, whoever that is for you, drawing the Reiki symbols into your hands before you start. And there are many things you can do before that will begin to help, such as some deep breathing, some aromatherapy, relaxing music going on in the background, whatever it is that helps you unwind and feel relaxed and centered and balanced and grounded. So I want to share with you, even if you don't have a problem with this, with some of the things that I do before I begin my Reiki sessions that hopefully will help you, so that we can all just learn from each other. This is why I share what I do, because I would love to share my experiences with you and hope that something I say will resonate or will help you out in some way. So number one, I always do myself Reiki before I go to bed at night. And I also meditate while I'm doing it. I kind of get two jobs done in one. So it makes it really, really good. You can get yourself Reiki and your meditation done. And if you do it right before to bed, it helps you to sleep. And it means that you don't have to make the time to do it, really. I mean, who lays there tossing and turning at night before they finally fall asleep? I would say most people probably toss and turn for at least 15 to 30 minutes. And during that time, you can be giving yourself a relaxing self-Reiki session and have an easy time falling asleep, if not falling asleep during your self-Reiki meditation. So I always preach, do it at night if you can, because it just makes everything so much easier to fit into your busy schedule. Or you can always do it in the morning. Just do it whenever it will work for you, whatever is most convenient for you, whatever feels right to you. So back to doing it at night, some people get really concerned that they will fall asleep during their Reiki session. And if you fall asleep during it, please don't worry. You're still getting the full benefits if you are asleep and your hands are on your body. It is basically your intention before you begin your session, so that even if you fall asleep, that intention is still there. And in fact, in some ways, the Reiki energy can kind of work on a deeper level because your conscious mind is not kind of getting in the way. It's able to penetrate your subconscious mind a bit more. And that's just some stuff that I have read on when you fall asleep giving yourself Reiki. So rest assured, you're still getting the full benefits if you fall asleep. And it's wonderful because if you do fall asleep while you're doing your self-Reiki, then you don't have to worry that you're going to have trouble falling asleep later after. Okay, so also I forgot to mention that it is actually one of the best ways to fall asleep because it relaxes your mind and does prepare you for sleep. Reiki is an excellent sleep aid. I am just speaking from personal experience. So anyway, some things you can do to help yourself connect more. And before I go into that, I've put together a companion meditation designed to help you connect more with the Reiki energy while giving yourself a self-treatment. My students have reported to me that when they do this meditation, they feel more connected to the Reiki energy because of the ritual involved. And we will meditate on the symbols as we give ourselves Reiki. I mentioned that I make it more of a meditation rather than just placing my hands on my body. And I also do some kind of a ritual. You can call in your spiritual guidance, God, the universe, your angels, your guides, whoever that is for you, and ask for their healing guidance and assistance. Remember to thank them, because we have to maintain that attitude of gratitude. We get so much help. In fact, we wouldn't be able to do all of this without help from the other side. So maintain that attitude of gratitude, because it's always a wonderful thing not only to have that attitude of gratitude, but it also raises our vibration in that moment that we enter into that state of gratitude and thankfulness. Okay, so another thing I do is I draw symbols into my hands. And the reason I do that is because it can help you feel more connected to them, and it also helps you empower your palm chakras. And another thing that I like to do is I use any or many, my case is many. I have so many essential oils that I could probably open my own store up, but use your favorite essential oils and you can inhale them And I do this at night for sleep. I use like a relaxing essential oil such as lavender. Vetiver is a really good one because it's so grounding. You can use any essential oil that is designed to help you relax. And there are so many essential oils out there that you can use for this purpose. I also like to rub frankincense on my third eye and palms, and I find it really helps me to feel connected more. There's just something about those high frequency oils that seem to help raise your vibration or your consciousness to just a little bit of a higher state. And that can make a big difference in your Reiki sessions and what you experience and what you feel. So I do have to put it out there that everyone is different. So you have to experiment. Okay, another thing I do is I meditate on the symbols so that I can better get acquainted with their energy. I did that a lot in the very beginning. I don't do that now because I have developed my own personal relationship with each of the symbols. So I kind of know what they feel like. I know pretty much when I need to use them or when I don't need to use them. So until you can develop that relationship with them, I would meditate on each of the symbols so you can get acquainted with them and their energy. So I have listed 5 things that help me when I do my self-Reiki. And the cool thing is that all 5 of these things are incorporated into the companion meditation after this episode. So please stay tuned for that. It is a beautiful, beautiful meditation where we're going to meditate on the Saheki symbol, the mental emotional symbol. And I think I'll probably release a Chokere meditation later on, maybe a Honsha Zei Shonen one. And I haven't decided yet if I'm going to use a Reiki Master Daikomyo meditation or not. I'll have to see if I feel guided to do that. But keep an eye out for that companion meditation after this one. We're going to get to know Saheki very, very well. And also, what we're going to do is harness that love that we bring into ourselves from Saheki and from Source Energy. And Source Energy is the energy from the universe, from God, the creator, all that is, whoever that is for you. We harness all of that into our hearts and we do a very beautiful, healing, loving part of the meditation where we send that out to the people in our homes, in our city, in our country, and in our planet. And that part is amazing. So again, please stay tuned for that. And as always, you guys, I thank you for listening. And I ask you to journey in light and serve with love. Namaste. To interact with us on our show, you can submit any listener questions via email or your recorded voice by going to our website at www.realreikirealife.com and using our interactive recorder to record your question or comments there. Your voice question or email may be featured, answered, and aired on an upcoming episode for a truly interactive experience. We also offer free recorded meditations as well as other free stuff. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me on our website to help facilitate your healing journey. Until next time, I am your host, Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love.